Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most cowardly podcast network.
Hey, have you been on the fence about joining Sans Pants Plus? I get it. There's too many tiers to choose from, it's all a bit confusing, and what if you don't like what us bumblefucks do? Well, don't worry. For this month only, we're offering you a 1 month free trial subscription for Champs if you use the coupon code RATBOY. That's RATBOI. You can listen to the several bonus D&D campaigns, over 100 episodes of Jackson Bailey Spooks America, and all of the Hey D&D, It's Me, Adams, and much, much more. But perhaps that's not enough. Perhaps you want to see how the bourgeois live. Well, in this special introductory offer of just $5 for the first month, you can be a Sans Pants King with the coupon code RATKING. That's RATKING. Listen to the weekly saga that is D&D is for Kings, or perhaps our foray into the world of darkness with our mini-series, The Spirit of Lonely Places. We have a lot of content on offer, and it's just sitting there begging to be listened to. Just head to sanspantsradio.com/plus to become a member today using either coupon code RATBOY for a free month of Champ, or Rat King for $20 off your first month of a King subscription.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, who would die quickest in a horror movie?
So we got to imagine it's like...
The who in this situation is the three of us.
Not with who in the world.
Not the musica band.
A baby.
An old man.
No. Not a baby, because horror movies usually don't kill babies because they're like, whoa, that's fucked.
Yeah. You got to possess them.
Yeah, possess them, and then they do the kills. That's Rosemary's Baby.
I had it all backwards.
Yeah. But the omen. The other way around, the old man. But no, they die quick.
Man gets his head cut in half by glass. That's, yeah. What a way to go.
No, it's Plumbing the Death Star. It's the three of us. So it's Plumbing, the horror movie opening credits, Plumbing the Death Star in spooky Goosebumps font.
Someone on off screen is like, ooh!
I'm in the cinema like, oh my God, guys, I'm fucking scared. If I close my eyes, will you think I'm a coward?
Yes.
We both lean in and say yes. You whisper it angrily in my ear.
Yes!
Dude, you know movies aren't real.
Yeah.
But I'm in this one. Yeah, that's true. Is this real? Are we watching a real life?
Are we watching ourselves? Hey, is this guys, the premiere?
Are we actors in this situation?
Are we watching ourselves? This opening scene.
See, this is why I closed my eyes. I'm existentially terrified.
Is this some kind of...
Are we in this film? Us? Like, do we know...
Horror trope.
Did we act already, or are we watching it unfold?
Are we playing ourselves?
If we die in the movie, do we die in real life? But the real life in this, we're in the movie.
But the movie's happened.
If I look behind me, do I see a camera?
Is this the movie?
Is this the film?
Oh no.
Are we opening up by the three protagonists watching a film about us in a horror?
I might go home. This is too much to think about.
Hit by a car, you die first.
Oh no. Well, okay, this is what we're gonna figure out, because it might be different depending what kind of horror movie.
Yes.
Because if it's a slasher film, I feel like that's got different rules.
Yeah,
that's true. If it's a creature feature. And, if it's a, you know.
You've also got those fucking wink to the camera horror movies, self-aware horrors. Yeah, that fucks everything up.
Yeah, exactly. Completely changes. That would reverse it, presumably. Yeah. Mm. So, let's pick one then.
Okay. We'll go slasher first.
I feel like that's the it's a good go-to. Beginning.
It started with Halloween and it's going to end now with Plumbing the Death Star.
Well, okay.
And then the movie.
I would say in this one, the order would go, I think Zamet would die first.
I agree.
Classically handsome.
Yeah.
Classically dead.
They're to throw off the audience. Yeah. To be like, so might open with me and doing some stuff and blah, 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 blah. And they think, this is the protagonist who what we're going to follow.
Yeah.
And then.
Joel Zamet the Chad.
Yeah, exactly.
Zamet's cold open.
Yeah, cold open. Chad, bent. He's doing push ups.
Doing push ups.
Yeah.
In the gym.
There's a babe on his back, you know, for extra weight.
There's wads of hundos just falling out of my pockets.
I nudge you in the center of a douche. I'm like, that's the main character.
Joel Zamet, oh my god, you're the hero of this movie. That's sick. I wonder when they're going to introduce me and Jackson.
Yeah.
And then knife through the back of the head.
Or it could be very simple. Like, it could be like, as we look, the Joel Zamet Chad, or the Joel Zamet who is like, getting on in life and he's like, I've got so much looking forward to. Mm. Like, you know, I'm newly married. I'm going to start a family. So
very true.
All those kind
I
of
hope
things.
That babe is your wife.
Yeah. All these kind of like things that are just kind of like, oh, yeah, he's a hopeful person. Yeah. He's got a lot to look forward to. This is what's going to happen. Beheaded.
Yeah.
Beheaded by the bigger knife.
Yeah. Well, I imagine if you're in the gym, that's the kind of thing where somebody, it's like from your perspective, but maybe for some reason you can't see. And somebody's like, well, here's the weights, man. And you're like, oh, thanks for spotting me. But it's too much. It's too heavy. And you choke yourself.
Or you go, thanks to the weights, and it's actually two knives, and you cut off your fingers.
And it
kills
you. Or like Final Destination style, where I'm doing the kind of big push-up or whatever, and then two big weights come and clamp my face. And my head goes pop like a grape.
Oh, no.
Or maybe like Final Destination style, you go to the pool after to cool off after your workout and to towel off with the $100 notes.
Yes. I like to imagine Zamet throwing in the $100 notes like bath bombs.
That's what happens, and then it clogs the filter, and then he gets sucked to the bottom of the pool, and then his guts get sucked out of his arsehole. Final Destination 4 style.
Or in that Chuck Palahniuk short story, Guts.
That movie, not great. That short story, bad.
Grizzly. No one's happy.
Yeah, but not even like Grizzly. Grizzly can be good.
Yeah. What I like about Zamet getting his guts sucked out his anus, what I like about him is that there's no bad guy. That's just an unfortunate situation.
We just established that happened because he threw the $100 notes in the pool.
There's no slasher.
Is he the
What film is this? Nah, that death is setting the tone.
Is the slasher unfortunate decisions?
In the cold open, we all die. You get hit by a car by looking left twice and not right.
Don't flaunt your... What's the message here?
I'm at the road and I'm like, do they say look left or right or up and down?
Actually, I don't know if I'm... Again, if it was the three of us, I think yes, I'll be probably killed the first, but I don't think it might be the first death in the film.
I
think there's going to be some establishing things where it might be the three of us together being like, oh man, there's someone killing.
Did you hear
there's
the plumbing killer?
He's killed so many plumbers.
Like putting them on the suction thing. And sucking their anus.
Putting one over their face and one over their butthole and pressing both and then causing their guts to press in the middle and then shoot out.
That's a crazy way to go.
Not good.
Fluids are both ends.
It's
bad. Really,
I think it's like decompression of the bends or whatever. What I can imagine.
I don't know how he's
doing
the bends on dry land.
Radiohead did not prepare me for this when they were singing about fake plastic trees.
I am scared.
But he's killing a lot of plumbers. So I reckon it's going to set up like, I'll be the main character. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to be maybe around the midway point.
Yeah.
Is then when I get my nuss sucked off
out.
And then
So you're not the cold open death.
No.
The cold open death is someone we don't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who the cold open
death is. Cold open death is basically a plumber.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Someone being like, oh, thank you so much, like not looking behind them. Thank you so much for the plunges.
Yeah, ask crackhead.
As you see just the plunger on the
Okay, so it's a plumber that we've invited to the new studio to fix our filthy toilet.
Yep.
Because all three of us took one gigantic shit.
It was, we all just like the Triforce. Everyone back to back.
Just nasty, grotesque. All of us just sitting here, not doing anything, hot day. Do you want to take a Triforce shit?
Yes.
Instead of opening the sacred realm, maybe it'll just clog the toilet.
Oh, and there's all three of us standing around it. Oh, I did.
It's time to call a plumber.
Damn it. The plumber gets, that's scary. That means the serial killer is in the house.
Yeah,
it's
that's what.
Not that much room for him to hide.
I don't know, the studio's pretty big.
It's pretty, I guess so.
Go in the roof, yeah, the crawl space.
That's a roof.
And yeah, and also we find the plumber with his guts out his mouth and his anus.
Yeah, yeah. And we're like oh no, that's the plumbing killer. Did you hear? This is exactly what he does.
And then we're like, lucky we're not plumb. Oh no.
Oh no.
Wait, because he kills with a plunger, is he
also a plumber?
Yeah.
Is he a second plumber?
Just a rival plumber.
Is he called the plumbing killer because he... Is this us in the cinema again? Is he called the plumbing killer because he is a plumber or because he kills plumbers? Or both would make sense too.
We know that guy. We meant to know that guy.
I got him because of, like, his ass crack was out a lot. And I like that in a plumber.
Yeah. Is that what the plumbing killer hates? Yeah, revealed but, ass cracks?
But the ass crack had to be so low that the anus was revealed.
Like it because he was overstuffing his tool belt, so it did drag his jeans down, and it looked like he may have lost a little bit of weight.
Yeah.
So because his jeans weren't quite as snug as last time I'd seen them.
Did the plumber killer have to duck him a bit to get the plunger on?
Maybe.
This is a grotesque film.
Yeah. Also, if we're watching this and this is maybe the premiere, is that guy here?
Where is he?
Is it just us?
Where is anyone else in this cinema?
Did no one buy tickets? Fair enough.
Is there a camera behind us? I'm gonna look.
The movie. But how many people? Say that because you're never going to get more than I think seven deaths in a it's just out of nowhere. But
whatever,
it feels right.
In a typical slasher movie, which I guess we've kind of broken the rules of a little bit because it's rare for a slasher to kill in a way that we've described.
it's unlikely. Yeah.
Yeah, you'd probably get like anywhere between like 5 and 10 deaths.
Yeah, I would say so. So let's say seven. Let's like average it out. In those seven, what number do you think you was?
I reckon maybe number 3 or 4.
Oh, okay.
Quite a little bit later. Again, around that midpoint, or maybe even like going into like the fourth act.
Yeah, okay.
The famous fourth act.
How many acts are there in this movie? Are there a five-act structure? He's got you there.
What's three-act structure?
Yeah, I was going with a five-act structure. I'm so sorry.
It's not an extra act because the credits are over. Three-act structure plus a bonus four.
That could be a bit of a fake-out.
Yes.
That could just be like, he's like, oh, we think he's like maybe the protagonist here or whatever. He's acting quite suspicious. It was his house.
Oh, that's true.
He's the one that called up the plumber. Maybe he is the plumbing killer.
Yeah, that's
true. And then I die.
Yeah, yeah. Well, see, I think because it is your house, I think it's either that where it sets you up, maybe you are the plumbing killer, or you're like, don't worry, guys, I will lie in wait and I'll be ready to kill him. And so you get out, maybe you trap your ass crack somehow.
Yeah, like a big mouse trap.
Yeah.
Backfires and gets my ghoulies.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh! Oh, just a gun between your cheeks.
And we're like, he's got it. Because the plumbing killer will come there and you'll squeeze your cheeks together and shoot him.
And then I'll be there, bent over, trying to fix a toilet.
Yeah.
Ass just like waggling the wind.
Exactly.
I hope I don't get a plum in me butthole, guys.
A gun waggling back and forth, but then you see the gun fall out and
or we're in the studio and then we hear a shot, we're like, he got him, we go and the gun's on the ground, there's no blood, but there's a dead Joel Zammert.
There's a lot of blood.
A lot of blood and a plunger on his mouth and asshole, and we're like, oh my god, oh no, because then, you know, as the audience, you're like, what are the rest of the plumbing boys going to do?
Yeah.
That was their only hope.
It is good, though.
How about this, though? It's all shot in, like, a bit of silhouette.
Yeah. Oh. Okay?
So, like, on the shadow, you get, like the shadow there. And it's, like, a bit of my ass with a gun.
Pointing in between the cheeks, right?
In between the cheeks. And then the door opens. And I'm like, I've got you now. And then I go, it's you.
Yes,
I gasp. The gun falls out of my ass crack. Yeah. And then a plunger sound of boom.
It could only be better if somehow, and you're not angled for this, but the gun falls out of your ass crack and into the toilet. Plunk.
Muffled though.
Birds flying from the top of the
studio. Well, if Joel Zammert is the first of us to die, but dies in the mythical fourth act. We're doing pretty well, Jackson.
That's true.
I think you guys are doing great.
If Zaman is death four, death five, say even, there's literally just the two of us left.
And you said there's seven deaths, so that's not good news for us.
Well, exactly. So I guess the whole film was just kind of like, man, like all our friends are dying.
Yeah.
Oh, no. And then it's just kind of like,
left all the bodies in the toilet?
Yeah, I know. Should we use the second toilet? Yeah. No, I'm used to this one.
I'm using the upstairs one now. I'm sick of looking at my dead friends while I'm trying to shit.
Well, I don't think that I am the survivor. I don't think that happens to me. But I think, and this I feel like checks out, that I am maybe second last.
Mm. Yeah. You are a bit of a goofball.
Yeah.
If you're a goofball and a slasher, it's one of two ways. Mm. And if you're surviving this long, unfortunately, I think it's going to be the second one.
Mm.
Which is that people get suspicious of you.
Mm, true.
And it depends on the tone of the slasher. Maybe I kill you thinking you're the killer and then I find out it's not you and then I get killed.
Yeah, it's the kind of you're like, oh, is he just obfuscating, you know, stupidity? Is Jackson not really a moron? He's been the mastermind the whole time.
And when you think about it, the way that the deaths are happening is the dumbest thing imaginable.
Yeah, maybe it's you and you you have the research section where you're no killer could be this stupid. You know, and you're in the library and maybe you look over at me and I'm eating a banana but I haven't peeled it yet. And I bite in and I'm like, oh, yuck. Oh, what's wrong with this banana?
Why did Zamet shoot him? Maybe he knew the killer.
Yeah. This banana's really bad, dude.
I'm sitting there being like, I'm going to have to kill him with a shovel.
Oh, fuck.
I come up, I'm like, hey, how's your banana?
I don't think you meant to eat the peel.
And I guess I hit you in the head with a shovel.
What a way to go. From my perspective, I'm like, all my friends have died. I just had a really bad banana.
I think I'm learning to not eat the peel.
I'm in a library?
You were like, Jackson, I go to the library for research. I was like, oh, as long as I can bring my banana. And the whole car ride, I'm looking at it, and you don't know why I'm looking at it. And when you get there, you realize I was trying to figure out.
Is this
one of the ones you got to peel or not peel? Which is crazy, because what fruit don't you that has a peel? Is this one of the ones where you eat the peel? Or you don't eat the peel.
I guess a kiwi fruit, because you can eat the peel.
But
I don't know if I would eat it.
But
then sometimes there's fruit that has skin that's edible, and I guess if someone caught a peel.
Like a grape.
Yeah.
You can peel a grape.
That
they did surgery on a grape.
Was that real or from memes? Don't.
And then I call the sheriff being like, the plumbing killer's dead. It was Jackson. And they're like, and then he's like, no, it can't be Jackson because there was just another death. And I'll be like,
that's true. That pushes me. That either means you survive or that pushes me and Zamet down to Zamet being third death, me being fourth.
Alternatively, I don't. Well, no, because if I'm killing you out of suspicion, I die next.
Yes,
and then
that's
there's
true.
One survival.
That's true.
Yeah, you can't, unless you're making a like real downer slasher movie. You can't have
you kill me accidentally.
Yeah.
And then you
and
survive.
Then I survive.
No comeuppance.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
It means that, like,
Your Honor, I feel no remorse. And if you knew him,
you'd have done the same.
He was eating a banana with the peel as he died.
And the deaths, you've got to understand, are the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
He's somehow plunging someone in the anus and mouth, and I don't know how that's killing them.
Well, no, because he's pressurizing.
Somehow
it.
He's pressurizing. Like
pushing, he's pushing the pressure in. And then air.
And then in, and then it's just smooshing the guts together in the middle. And then when he releases it, it goes
out of
the air. Shoots either.
The judge is like, ew.
Yeah, it's real bad.
It's gross, but it's the kind of thing he'd come up with.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that I killed him with a shovel.
Yeah.
That's good as well, because that means that as we were driving to the library, you had the shovel in the back already. What's a shovel for?
Research.
Just vegan.
Yeah, I got some suspicions. Oh, okay. How do I eat this banana? What angle do I start? Do I eat it like a corn?
I'm getting more and more suspicious of you because you're holding this banana and starting to sweat. And I'm like, what's he planning in there?
He knows something.
He knows something. He knows something. I'm onto him.
I got that quicked.
Does a corn have a peel?
Then you can huck a corn. What's hucking?
Corn?
Is that kind of like... Or, no, it's not hucking, it's shucking.
Is it corn or acorn? Acorns.
What?
That's a nut. Is it?
Do you shuck anything but corn? Oysters.
Look at his cold dead shark eyes.
I did surgery on a grape. Could I do surgery on this banana? Why did they do surgery on a grape?
Was it sick?
Can a grape get sick?
Have I eaten sick grapes?
I gotta kill him.
It's definitely him.
Yeah. So then that means that your last moments have to be in panic because you think you got the killer, but one
so,
you've might.
So is this, the thing is this a one where it's like, oh yeah, 10 years later?
Yeah.
Kind of true. Thing. Like a big time jump.
If it's a regular slasher, it's just like, I'd kill Jackson and be like, go to the sheriff's office and be like, I got him. Mm. Like, no, there was been another death. And I'm like, oh my God. And then I'll come back to the studio and I'll be like, yeah. Defeated that, well, not really.
So they didn't arrest you, huh?
They got it. They understood.
Well, I wouldn't confess to the.
Oh, right. No, right, no. Right, good right, point. Right, good right, point. Right, good point. Right, yep, right. Yep, yep.
Because I just say I caught the guy and they'd be like, it's not him. And I'd be like, oh, I'll let him go.
We trust you, sir. No need to show us any proof.
Thanks, I get them guys. With confidence. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
And then I probably come back to the studio being like, oh, damn.
Yeah, that's true.
Joel Zammert's dead.
Yeah.
Wait, was there three of us?
That can't be right.
Well, and then I'm killed, presumably, by whoever the killer is. And then whoever is another character that we haven't introduced kills them. And then hooray, hurrah.
That's how it goes down. Or yeah,
could it be revealed, say, for example, in this particular slasher film, what if you come back and maybe a good friend like Adam is there? And he's like, you're like, oh, I killed. Maybe you don't know. Maybe you didn't get a call from the cops. But he's like, you come back, like, hey, Adam, I killed the plumbing killer. And he's like, oh, yeah.
That's interesting because I'm going to kill you because I'm the plumbing killer.
Yeah. Do you feel like taking a shit right now, Joel? And you're like,
can you have a look at the toilet? No. I think it's clogged. I'm like, the one with all the bodies? Like, yeah. I'm like, maybe someone's fingers or something fell in there.
Of course. Happily.
I've noticed that your pants are quite loose.
Do you want me to hold your belt? Well, if you could, it is weighing me down.
Oh, no!
The plumbing killer.
And it ends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adam, the end? Question mark.
Adam killed us because plumbing the Death Star has ruined his life.
Fair. Judge finds all the evidence and like, I don't see any wrongdoing here.
I don't think any crimes were actually committed.
Frankly, good. Well, that's a slasher film.
Yep.
What about a creature feature?
Yeah,
what creature do we feature. Think? Is that different? Does it change the order?
I think that I die first in a creature film because I think that I'm the first to try and fight the creature.
Yes, absolutely. You've got too much confidence.
Yeah.
You think you could defeat the Gill Man or whatever.
It's just the guy mud man, in a whatever. Fucking suit, a mud man. Also, I guess when we're in the cinema watching us die, getting plunged, I would be scared. I'd be looking at each other and be like,
I don't remember that. And yet, there I am, dead on the screen.
This has only been 15 minutes. Is there... Oh, yeah, we're in a creature feed. Okay. I guess it's an anthology?
Yeah, cool. This is like in the olden days of movies. That's sick. Okay. Yeah.
All right, so we're fighting Mudman?
Well, I like the look,
fighting Mudman.
Mudman's a great
we're
monster.
In a swamp.
It's underappreciated. It's a man covered in mud. It's good.
All right.
So I think, Dusha, you're right. I think you are the first person to...
So are we in a small town, though? Are we, what, where are we exactly?
I guess we've got to be camping in a swamp for something like this to happen.
Yeah.
It can't happen. But creature features don't. They don't happen in town.
No.
They happen in the woods. So we got to be camping in a swamp. It's the plumbing the Death Star retreat. We got to work on our problems.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a team building retreat. We're doing trust falls. None of you are catching me.
Yeah.
You're continually letting me fall in the mud.
We're laughing.
Me and Dusha, like, behind you. You're about to fall back. And we're like, another thing he does.
This also pisses me off.
Yeah, yeah.
Let him fall in the mud for a fifth time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, good one, guys. All right, for real this time.
Yeah, it's a trust exercise. You've got to catch me at some point.
I trust you guys so much for some reason. You've got to catch me. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Oh, come on, guys. Good joke.
Hang on a second. Well, mother thinks, oh, you're spelling in. Why don't you listen to us, you big idiot?
All right, sixth time's a charm.
So, a Gillman Mudman?
Yeah, let's say a Mudman. Covered in mud, comes out, attacks us. You, Dusha, I think, even if you might believe it's fake, but two, you might just think that you can fight it. I can imagine these words coming out of your mouth. It's just a cunt covered in mud.
It's just a mud man.
And then you slosh into the swamp and just get sucked grizzly down.
Yeah, I come up as a skeleton.
Spit oh you my- out.
Yeah.
But... Like and a cartoon eating a fish.
Yeah, exactly. Dude's skeleton, throws it on the feet, at our feet. We scream, run away.
We scream, Scooby-Doo style, do the...
Okay, well then who's next? Because I think with a creature feature, there's not as high a body count, typically.
No.
Yeah.
No. So I think it's a bit of a survival now between with me and you.
Yeah.
And we're getting hunted by the Mudman. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of like near misses. Maybe we might get injured.
Mm.
Like I might get a big like hard bit of mud through my belly.
Ooh. Oh, no. Yes. I think in a creature feature, very specifically, there's instances where you like have an encounter with the monster but don't die. Mm. And I think definitely it'll be the kind of thing where you get mud through your belly, mm-hmm. you know, as you do.
As you do.
As you do. And then I'll be in a position where I'm like, do I look after you mm-hmm. or do I flee the mud man?
Don't fucking leave me. You can't fucking leave me.
And I will leave you.
You know how much I trust you? My fucking God.
You let me fall in the mud. No,
that was Dusha. That was Dusha. I tried to catch you every time, you fucking cunt. Fuck you.
And then the mud man will skeletonize you.
Yeah.
So I guess in this one, do I survive? No, I can't drive.
Well, the thing is, you leave me for dead,
mm.
and you just don't see what happens to me, so you don't know if I'm alive or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, no, that's true. So you do survive this one. Yeah. I leave you for dead, yep. mud through your belly.
Yep.
I flee. I get in the car. I'm like, wait, how does a car work?
And, and the mud man goes into the car, yeah. like the bonnet, through the radiator,
yeah.
into the
aircon.
I'm like, oh, it's pretty hot in this swamp, and I turn on the aircon, and the mud man's like, and I become a skeleton. And then it cuts to you, and you pull the mud out of your belly and limp to the car, and you're like, Jackson doesn't know how to drive home.
Dumb piece of shit.
You push my skeleton out, one last fall into the mud, yep. as a skeleton. Then you drive home.
And the mud man's still in the car.
Well,
no, that, and then it ends with like, you know, a bit of the mud kind of like review mirror shot kind of stuff, where it's like, you know, it looks at the back of the car as like the mud kind of like,
yeah, very, because that's a you get that in Alien, you get that in all Alien, they get the Alien, but you get that in a lot of creature features. It's like,
well, we've gone for horror movies that the only twist is that there's no survivors, I guess.
That's true. All right, well, that creature feature, easy, that was not no question.
Yeah, I try and fight it. You do something stupid, Joel Zammit's like, this is dumb.
I betray my friends and suffer the consequences for it.
Confidence, betray, had enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Sick of it. Got it.
Now, this is the tricky one and also the most annoying one.
Yes.
The wink to the camera, we've seen horror movies and this is our horror movie.
Trope-friendly, Deadpool-ass, Scream. So just
cabin in the goddamn fucking woods.
Yeah,
so we've just finished watching our creature feature and I'm like, I think this is the movie now. I think this is the movie. This is it.
Mm. Confidently, us in the cinema watching the movie is the movie.
This is the movie. We're in a different movie to the movies we just watched. They were movies, and this is also a movie.
This is also a movie about movies.
So,
the creature feature ended. I'm like, wow, I figured there might be a third act, but this was one of them two-act films. Yeah. All right, that's cool. I guess now we're the third act.
Yeah.
And then the third act begins. It's the movie about the movie.
Yeah.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I love ghouls and ghosts. I unironically believe in Sasquatch. I spend too much time reading about unsolved crime, and I've got no podcast where I can discuss any of this. Oh, wait, shit, yes, I do. If you head to sanspantsradio.com/plus, for as little as $5 a month, you gain access to Jackson Bailey's Spooks America, the show where I try to explain an unsolved mystery or a monster sighting or a ghost story or whatever to the rest of Sanspants Radio who do not care or listen. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/plus to gain access to Jackson Bailey's Spooks America today.
So, Jackson, with your character, you are dumb.
Yes.
And stupid.
Correct.
And annoying.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I'm bad to look at, resemble a gnome. Shaking hands with you is like holding a wet fish.
Correct, yeah.
When you wear shorts, I throw up. Although, much less recently than in the past.
That's nice to hear.
Yeah. What was I saying? No, so basically...
Is this workplace bullying? Am I just getting chewed out right now? What's happening?
No, so basically, you're... archetype.
Yeah. What is my horror archetype?
Well, that's the thing. In one of these movies, you can go down two paths. Because you could be kind of like the Randy in Scream, which
true.
Is closer to me and you together than just you. Because it's rare to just have a fucking idiot.
A loathed moron. That's not really a horror archetype.
Yeah, yeah. No. The world's most loathed man.
Or like maybe like the stoner from Cabin in the Woods.
Yes, I think that is. I think in the...
But
in
that's
the...
also just Randy again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that's the thing. I think
he's more Randy than you. I'm sorry, I just don't see...
Oh, no, I don't want to be Randy. Yeah. I hope Jamie Kennedy dies in real life.
I think I've said
I've
before.
Seen Son of the Mask. It's bad.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I've said it before, but in my mind, that character is Seth Green.
Yeah, I remember that.
We've Jamie this... Kennedy.
Yeah. It's still Seth Green.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Mm, yeah. Are you thinking of Seth Green in Doctor... not Doctor Evil. He plays Doctor Evil. Scott Evil. Yeah. Are you thinking of Seth Green as...
No, I'm definitely thinking of him in Screen because when he went on the phone is like, you know, my favorite scary movie, Showgirls or whatever. I'm like, yeah, that's Seth Green.
Was Seth Green in one of the scary movies? Maybe.
I don't
that
know
would
why.
Make sense.
Anyway.
Yeah,
but I think the archetype that I fit is the weeny weirdo. I'm not a protagonist and I'm not a love interest and I'm not clever enough to be the final girl. I'm just... Yeah,
you know, the problem with this and the reason why it's hard to pick is because you fit the antagonist. You're the murderer, usually.
Yeah, that is true.
You're fucking Matthew Lillard in Scream.
Mm, I am.
A man that no one ever suspects because when they're watching Scream for the first time, like, this guy's really annoying and I can't wait for him to die.
This man's a stupid fool. Yeah,
so
that's
I guess,
true.
You would be the first to die in quotation marks because you'd fake your own death somehow. And that
or maybe
what...
fall off a cliff for real accidentally.
Yeah. But then that kind of sets it up for like us being like, oh, Jack is dead, but you're really the killer.
That's great if I fall off a cliff in real life. I'm the one and only death in this movie. You find me at the bottom of the cliff and I have like a knife and a mask and you're like, oh, I think he was the killer.
A knife, a mask and a list with our names. Nothing crossed off yet with the title, My Big Killing Plan to Enact Tomorrow.
Boys to kill. But the two is the number.
Yeah.
The mask is, you ever see those masks that are just an ass?
Yeah.
I'm the ass-faced killer. And I slipped on my whole banana that I was too scared to peel.
What if I break it?
Off a cliff. Oh, it's a tragedy. Find his note. Oh!
He was going to kill us.
Now it's a victory.
Now I'm not sad he's dead.
I mean, I don't know even if he tried, if he'd have succeeded, but it's still good he's dead.
So Jackson in this situation kills neither of us, but clearly wanted to. Do we still go to his funeral?
It's complicated morally for you. But do you think if I tried to kill you, I would have succeeded? Because I don't think I would have. So am I to blame? It's complicated.
I mean, well, for the sake of your family, I don't think I'd bring it up, but I'd go to your funeral. I might make like a eulogy, but like with kind of like, you know, double entendre to be like,
You're alluding to it.
A conversation really, or a speech really, just for me and JD to be like, this piece of shit tried to kill
us. He was going
to
murder us.
I'd read a eulogy from someone else's funeral. Just change the name.
Jackson died at 85, beloved by his children and grandchildren.
Surrounded by loved ones.
Everybody in the crowd being like, that can't be right. He died alone.
Yeah, he died alone.
Off a cliff. Yeah.
Vultures got to him before his family did.
I mean, instead of holding the flowers at my chest, I'm holding my squished banana.
There's a rat in there.
Yeah. But yes, so okay, but if it's a wink and an odd, very trope aware horror film, then I am the killer. But I do, in quotation marks, die first.
Yes, yeah.
Yes. But then, damn it, like we said, you're kind of either Chad Jock archetype.
Yep.
Or dad archetype.
Yes.
You know.
Both die pretty early in one of these horror. But also, if we're plumbing the Death Star in this, you're also dying next anyway because you're my boss.
Yeah, that is true.
That is true.
Because Dusher, in this one, you survive because you're a movie man.
Well, this will be the movie where I'm like, yeah, I'm the final guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's the final boy.
You're the final boy.
Oh, yeah, I'm the final little boy.
Because you know movies. And you're the character.
I've seen this one. It's the one where the guy falls off the cliff holding the whole banana. Well, you know, the arse-faced mask.
I didn't even slip on it in this situation. It's so funny to imagine me holding the banana and being like, man, this is slippery. Whoa!
Did he mean the banana or the what he was walking? Did he mean the ground?
Did he somehow slip on the banana he was holding?
Were you trying to peel it with your foot?
What
on a cliff? Why was he on a cliff face?
Maybe because of that situation, you aren't the final little boy because you're like, there's no movie like this.
This is breaking new ground.
This is unlike this any is film ever.
A new genre.
Yeah, this is a new filmic structure. That's what's happened here. Oh dear, but no, yes, as movie
the
boy,
act structure.
you are the final little boy in this situation,
and also yeah, because I don't run Plumbing the Death Star.
Yeah.
I'm like a relatively average looking person.
Mm-hmm. You're not
the handsome side of average, but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like,
for
I'm just
sure,
like a guy.
Yeah, yeah, and you're not, you know, like the kind of ultra Chad who is gonna, you know, there's nothing you're doing in the movie that you're gonna get punished for.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Whereas the rest of us, you know, I think that's the classic.
I'm gonna charm my way to the end.
Yeah, yeah, and there you go. You'll be like, yeah, I've seen this film.
I'll probably get hit in the leg with a bat, and I'll be bleeding and bloodied by the end of it, but I'll survive. And I'm like, yeah, gee whiz, I wasn't meant to be here today.
Yeah. And
it's Clerks 3.
You'll be the most annoying character in the film. Yeah. Guaranteed. Yeah.
Hey, this reminds me of that movie I saw. That's my famous line from this movie.
Like, we're watching a movie and you're referring to movies. That's crazy.
It pulls back again awareness and we're watching this one. And you're like, you were really annoying in this one. I'm like, yeah.
Why do I have a banana in all three? Oh, wait, only two. No, wait, all three. I pull out a banana from under the couch. The couch?
Yeah, we're in one of those cinemas with a couch.
Yeah, you know.
What's actually happening right now?
My brain imagined the Simpsons lounge room, but in a cinema.
If I look back, is there going to be a camera again?
Is this an episode of The Simpsons?
Is this a couch gag?
Then I just push the whole banana into my mouth without chewing.
And I say, doll. And then The Simpsons starts.
I'll just suck on a dummy.
Yeah, Homer Simpson's Maggie and me, Jackson. Was this a movie? Was this a plumbing? What happened here today?
I guess we all died first and all died last.
Is this what happens when you go this far up your own asshole? Are we like our guts in the first one exploding out our mouth and anus? We've gone so far up. The pressure's too great. What's happening here?
Pulled either way. Yeah.
Huh. Is this how Deadpool was made?
Is that what this is?
Is this
are we plumbing the Death Star with our mouth? What we try and market it as?
Have we become too self-aware? Not self-aware enough?
Why are we in The Simpsons? And on that note, I've been Joel and Joel and Joel and Joel and Homer.
I've been Jackson and Jackson and Jackson and Jackson.
And I've been Joel and Joel and Joel and maybe Maggie? I was unclear.
I dare you to draw fan art of this episode.
They were in the cinema at first. Then they were in another cinema watching this.
Yeah, but then they were on a couch.
But also, at one point, we said the cinema was the third movie, but it mustn't have been.
Because then they pulled back out.
And the third movie didn't take place in a cinema, it took place on a cliff.
But there was an arse face.
Turned into the Simpsons. Arse face killer. Homer Simpson.
Hi, this is Levins, and I'm one of the hosts of All the Small Games, a weekly podcast all about indie video games. Every week, my friend John Valenzuela and I review a bunch of indie games, both new and old, from indie Metroidvanias like Hollow Knight to indie puzzle games like Baba Is You. If you're looking for something cool and obscure to play, subscribe to All the Small Games now at sanspantsradio.com, Acast, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.